My full name is Migdalia Magali Estrada Fierro, sometimes Radovich, whatever my mom wants to call me. Radovich is my Russian last name because my mom's side of the family is from Russia. And Estrada is my real dad's last name. I am from having two twin uncles and having to call one of them Nino and wait until they turn around so I could tell them apart. My mom's from Mexico, but like, her parents were born in Russia. My dad's from Mexico too, but he's not Russian or anything. I am from running up to my dad when he got home from work and sitting in his lap, inside his construction truck, and getting told once again that I'm his little girl. I am from making large batches of these cochitos because Melanie's quinceañera is in 2 days, and getting in trouble for laughing at my mom because 2 trays just burned while she was asleep on the couch. How would I describe myself? I don't know. I describe myself as a very nice person with a big heart and pretty fun, unique to be around with because I get these hyper moods out of nowhere. And I'm just crazy. I can usually turn people's frown upside down. I am from growing too quickly and wondering where the years have flown by. I am from preparing for my own quinceañera and stressing over small, unimportant things like music, friends, and whatnot. Stressing over how my dad won't be there for me again. It's not the first time it happened, so I ignore it. There's country music. I like country music a lot, a lot, a lot. Maybe because of my dad. It's the only way I could really, not saying like he died or anything, but that's the only way I could keep his memory around me because he's never around, ever. And that's the only way I remember him and stuff. Maybe I'll understand why you had to leave. I am from getting told, you're the black lamb in the family, when I don't want to be the same. I grew up speaking Spanish because of my parents, but like when I was a kid, I learned Spanish and English at the same time because when I was a kid, they thought I was mute. So they sent me to a school to learn how to speak. You know, they sent me to a therapist. So they tried teaching me Spanish and English. And there's some words that, because it wasn't a full Spanish person. They learned Spanish. So you know how they have that different kind of slang, like the Chicano slang? There's times that I do that. And my mom gets very mad. I had a great desire to try and learn Russian because I wanted to learn more about my culture, where I'm from, and if I ever got a chance, like, to find out if I do have family in Russia. Because I'm, like, the only family I do really have is my mom's side of the family, and it's not that very big. I'm from always getting reminded by my mom how great and wonderful I am, and how I used to say, "Ah, bebé, soy pitaya," because all I wanted was to shower for the third time today. I go to Juarez like every month, but if I go more deeper, it's like usually summers, I go to Monterrey, Nuevo León, or I go to Chihuahua. I have family there. I prefer to live here in the U.S. because I speak Spanish, but I'm not as fluent. Like, it takes me a while to try and say things like quick or like to think of words. I am from Making Green Chili Stew and the Yummy Frontier and Blake's Breakfast Burritos. The biggest impact I've ever had in life that made me realize life is not a joke was when one of my friends passed away and he was younger than me. He made me appreciate things in life and actually pursue greater things for myself. Because before I'd be like, it's just whatever. And after that, I was like, okay, I need to actually focus on life. I need to appreciate my parents, because what if I pass away or they pass away one day? I am from that built me to who I am today. Like the handprints in the concrete in the front yard, those are mine. And under the apple tree in the backyard, my favorite dog, Daisy, is buried underneath. I am from saying one more year, and off I go. Off to college, off to this big world. And all I will be able to say is I am from a house that built me.